Good afternoon, everyone. I think we'll start the meeting now. My name is Bill Hodson, your president, and it's my honor to welcome you to this annual meeting luncheon, and also want to express appreciation to the Branchlands, who is hosting us today, and particularly Sue Lieberman, who is the director of the Branchlands. So, Sue also asked me to invite you to a tour after the meeting, if any of you want to do it, and she'll be glad to show you around. The agenda today is going to be short. You know you're here for election of officers. We're going to give you a little bit of annual report and talk about where we go from here on education and advocacy and those type things. But first, let me introduce to you the 2010 officers that have put this year together for you. And I'll begin, and if you'll stand up, officers, Sue Lieberman. And Sue was a board member, elected board member, but when we lost the vice president, Sue stepped up to fill that position. And in our bylaws, the vice president is the one that's responsible for the programming and education programs. So Sue has jumped into that, organized a committee, and we'll talk about the programs in a few minutes. Bill Davis is secretary this year and will remain secretary through 2011. Bill's secretarial abilities are renowned nationwide. And we're glad to have him. Jim Peterson. Jim was elected this year as treasurer. And Jim is over, he'll stand up and wave to everyone. A treasurer, but he does so many other things. He also takes in a membership. He provides the sound system. He prepares the newsletter and what else? Your brochures, everything. Yeah, anything that you get from us, Jim has had a hand in it. And Jim Perkins. Jim Perkins is finishing a 2 years term as a director. And Jim this year has been very busy building a marketing program for the organization. You'll see that we have had more publicity through the media this year on some of our programs. A little bit of a banner here so that when the TV covers our forums, that they'll know who it is. And so he is has agreed to run for director for another 2 year term. And I ask you to vote for him, because I don't want to lose him. And Tom Boyd was elected director this year and will serve through 2011. Tom is a valued advisor and has many years of relationships in the community, and that's one of the things we're trying to do is collaborate with more organizations in the community and get the word out. And Grace Sisk. Grace, where are you? Grace was elected director this year and will serve through 2011. And Grace is our editor-in-chief. Nothing do I send out unless it has Grace's okay. And Grace also this year served with Sue on the Education and Programming Committee. And the last one is me, and you're stuck with me for another year. Jim jumps at me all the time because Jim Peterson, because we podcast this, and when I leave the mic, it doesn't pick it up. So when I stop, just bear with me for a minute. we couldn't really do what we do without some volunteers, and I want to know how much I appreciate them, but because they make the job so much easier. So I'd like to call on Bruce Saunders. Bruce, if you'd come up, and we have a Senior Statesman of Virginia Certificate of Excellence is granted to Bruce Saunders for outstanding performance and lasting contributions on the website management. Stepped up, and it, where's the? I haven't done this in a long time, Bruce. Be sure you get the banner. And you that attend all of our forums know that you're greeted and registered, and I'd like to call up Berta Heisel and Betty Vargas. They carry all of the material back and forth to every meeting and are always there. Betty? Berta? Oh, okay. Oh. Come here, we're going to take a picture. And also, I want to thank the Senior Center. I don't know if we have anyone here from the Senior Center, but they collaborate with us, and we collaborate with them. As you know, it's one of the few places that we can reserve a room for a year in advance and assured that we'll get it. When we were meeting at the Northside Library, we had to be there the first of the month, and then sometimes we might not get the room. So that they give it to us free, and we let them have 5 minutes entry to talk about the Senior Center and welcome, and that's all the payment we get. So then we take the rest. So thank you, the Senior Center, and Dan Gould. I skipped him, but he's Gould. Dan.
Hmm? Didn't hear his name.
Dan Gould. Dan, right here. So, one of his jobs is to take pictures, I guess. The other, though, is he's our podcast specialist. And any of you that miss meetings, be sure that you go and listen to the podcast. Dan, thank you very much. So then the only other thing that I have is to give you the annual report, and we'll eventually print it up and distribute it once Grace gets to see it. She hasn't had time to look at it yet. But 2010 was a very good year for us. We continued to present quality programs. And early in the year, Sue and her committee developed and sent out a survey to the membership, and we took that survey and have planned around it. The importance of individuals, what individuals found most important, were health care, availability, cost, and care. Issues affecting seniors as health care, availability, and cost. Issues affecting Seville was transportation and traffic. And other areas of concern was public roadways, and that's what you told us that you wanted to hear and discuss. This year we were fortunate to have volunteers from the organization to work with the committee and develop plans. And the September forum discussed the impact of the Affordable Care Act on Virginia's access to and the cost of medical services. The presenters represent both of the healthcare centers in the community. and a policy specialist from UVA. The October forum took us to transportation, planning for the future. Our presenters were Thomas Jefferson Planning District Commission. And then you know how great Bob Gibson was when we talked about civility in government and how we can't get back to it and all that. But that was high on the wish list. And of course, we continue with our strong foundation of programs. We started off the year with Sally Thomas, who was a long-time supervisor, county supervisor, and she talked about her 16 years of on a supervisor and what she thought of the future. And then we followed that up with February, which all of you know, we were snowed in, and that we canceled February, but we picked it up again with Mayor Norris and Supervisor Malik giving us a state of the city and a state of the county. And we had our usual report from the state representatives, Bob Bell and Toscano. Isaac Wood, UVA, began our look at the 2010 midterm elections at May Forum, while Bob McGrath brought us back to reality in June as he discussed the public perception and science of climate change. And then 303 people showed up at our showcase for candidates for the District 5. It's too bad that Mr. Hurt didn't show up because we lost an opportunity for an education with that. But we had lots of coverage. We had all the local media, had C-SPAN, CNBC, and lots of newspaper back and forth, so it was good. It sort of christened us as the organization that kicks off the biannual campaign, political campaign each for the 5th District. Membership. At the end of 2009, our membership totaled 110. As we enter into this new year, our membership has reached 132, a 20% increase in members. And I want to thank all of you for your active recruitment and that has helped us. Financial, at the beginning of the year, Senior Statesman of Virginia had a total of $1,805.72 in the account. And as 2010 closes, our balance is $1,805.93. That is good work, and we need to thank our treasurer for making it come out the same. It's, most of our expenditures are due to mailings and developing our newsletter and so forth, but the only other major expenditures we had was $300 for Marvin Hilton's scholarship fund at UVA, a donation. And we spent $431.73 for marketing the brand. So that is a report, and we won't wait for questions, I don't think. I'll just go ahead and... I don't know. It's coming within, 70 cents? Okay, at this time I'd like to introduce again Sue Lieberman, who wants to talk about education. Sue?
Thank you, Bill. You gave my whole report. However, I do want to read the purpose of the Education and Advocacy Committee is to provide stimulating information and educational programs at our monthly membership meetings on issues that are of concern to the membership at the city, county, and state level. You've heard from Bill that we tried this year to respond to the membership's wishes and express needs for programs, and just about every program we held was one that was asked for on the 2009 survey. You probably have noticed the green surveys on your table, or if you haven't, I hope you do. And also, hopefully, there's enough for each person to have one. And of course, I couldn't let a marketing opportunity go by for Branchland, so feel free to take the pens. And I want you to know that the pens on the table, the little bubbles on the end of them, they're great for arthritis, and they're just as good for stress relief. So you sit there. I use them multi-purpose. Anyway, I would encourage you and ask you to please complete this year's survey before you leave today. Just leave it on the table, and your 2011 program committee will, in fact, develop the 2011 programs based on your wishes and interests. Now, what I'd like to do is recognize this year's committee. We started out not knowing what we were doing or what we were going to do, and really through the efforts of everybody, I think we brought together a really cohesive team, and the only thing I regret at this point is that two of our committee members, as you will hear, are hopefully going to be elected to our new board, so I lose two committee members. So anybody interested in working on the Education and Advocacy Committee, please let me know. Be delighted to have you join. But as I call your name, if you would stand up and come up, I'd appreciate it. Betty Black, Vivian Chazen, Bob McGrath, Charlie Smith, and Grace Zix. These wonderful folks just were invaluable to our programs and suggestions and ability to follow up on your requests. So this is it. This is it. Bob McGrath, Charlie Smith, Betty Black in red, Grace in green, and Vivian in blue. Oh, you made it so easy for me. How cool is that?
Okay, Sue and Grace, I apologize. I just thought that being on the board was honor enough. Okay, let's get down to the meat of the program and elect some officers. And for that, I'd like to introduce Tom Boyd.
Thank you, Bill. It's indeed an honor and privilege to serve on the board, and also I'm pleased to have been chairman of the nominating committee for next year, along with Grace Sisk, and I want to thank Grace, the two of us. It was quite a chore, but we enjoyed it. And would like to present the following slate of nominations for 2011 officers and directors of SSV. Sue Lieberman for vice president, Jim Perkins for a second term, Bob McGrath and Charlie Smith as directors. And the following officers and directors will continue to serve next year as they finish out the second year of their current two-year term. Bill Hobson for president, Bill Davis for secretary, Jim Peterson for treasurer, and Tom Boyd and Grace Sisk as directors. That is your slate of officers for next year. Do we have any nominations from the floor? Hearing none, then I move that we elect these officers as presented.
Second.
We've had a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Congratulations. That's my report, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Any other business anybody wants to talk about for the good of the organization? Hearing none, we're adjourned.